Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I know why you're still hanging out, because you heard Karen Kerrigan was going to be on the show. And it's the truth. She's here. She's in the building, so to speak. Karen is president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She is someone that I admire to a great degree. She's been a member of my brain trust almost since the very beginning. Literally within the first 2 or 3 weeks of me being on the air, she was a guest on my show. And incredibly, she keeps coming back for more. And as I've said many times before, nobody on planet Earth, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan, and in the hard work that she does in Washington, D.C., around the country, in the various state issues, fighting hard to make sure that you and I are at the table, that we're represented, that we're heard when people are discussing laws and regulations. And more importantly, I'm happy to say she's our good friend. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
From the nation's capital.
wacky world is what I call it, Karen.
Well, why do you say that, Jim?
Well, yeah.
Let me count the ways.
Yeah. I don't know, folks, if you've recognized Karen's sarcasm before, but she has a little bit of that. But no, it's absolutely wacky world. And Karen, in your life, have you ever seen a wackier federal government than we have right now?
Yeah, gosh, probably not. I mean, when you look at the number of issues that we're working on that impact the small business and entrepreneurial sector, mm-hmm. and the Congresses and the government, and even in many respects, state and local governments' approach to policy, I mean, it is just absurd in terms of really, it seems, what they're doing is out to, to hurt us as opposed to help us. Our model of free market capitalism is being replicated around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Countries are cutting taxes, moving the flat taxes.
And simplifying taxes, yes.
Deregulating, attracting our capital, mm-hmm. our businesses. And meanwhile, we just seem to be doing everything to push business out of this country. And, I mean, on every issue, from taxes, I mean, there's so many uncertainties there with respect to where we're going with tax relief, although it looks like we're going to have some major tax increases down the road. On energy policy, the cost of energy, and, the world must be looking at us shaking our head saying, my gosh, that country is blessed with so many natural resources. They're the leaders in terms of technological innovation. I mean, why aren't they? They can do this in an environmentally friendly way. What is going on over there, So, I mean, that is,
get, Karen, is that the Europe, for example, is trying to get rid of some of the old socialistic constructs that they have over there with regard to regulations, with regard to employment, with regard to some of the social structures that they have over there. They're trying to get rid of those because they see them as holding them back.
Right.
And also with regard to health care, the universal health care proposals are programs that they have. And we seem to be wanting to embrace those. We got people who want to embrace those, even though when we look at Europe, we see that they don't work.
They don't work. I mean,
what's wrong? That's bizarro world to me.
It really is. I mean, it really just show you, I think, that, the power of, I'm not bashing on Democrats. I mean, we are equal opportunity
bashers.
There's
enough to go around. There's enough bashing
on the right,
to go around.
On the left, in the center, Democrats, Republicans, we praise both sides when they do good things, and then we tell them when they're wrong. But, I mean, really, in terms of, you know, the Democrats taking control on Capitol Hill, the left wing is truly in charge, and all the special interest groups, you know, that are pushing more of these mandates on businesses that are going to drive up labor costs, whether it's, you know, mandated paid family leave, mandated health insurance, you know, mandated this, mandated that. You're right. You know, Germany, these countries in Europe, France are doing all they can to unleash and unshackle themselves from these very costly and unproductive regulations to make their economies and workforce more flexible. And
right.
We're moving forward in the opposite direction. So we're scratching our head, but we're out there fighting, Jim.
We're going to get into some specifics with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, some things that you and I need to know about, what's going on in Washington, D.C., especially regarding small businesses, mine and your small business. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And another website that will do the same thing, only with other resources, is our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Hope you'll check those out. Both of them are available to you without cost. Totally free. Show up. Come on in. We'll let you hang out with us. Use our stuff. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's all over our websites, has been depositing her wisdom with us for many, many years, over 10 years now. And she's the president and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org, right, Karen?
That's it, sbecouncil.org. Sign up for e-news. Also, check out our blog, businesstrendsblog.org, and that's really getting very popular. We have Chicago Sun-Times, Fox News, Hoover's redistributing all the blog content in there on a daily
mm-hmm.
basis. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
love this stuff, and it's good stuff in there. It's just, you know, little bite-sized pieces of information, tips for your businesses, trends, what's happening on Capitol Hill, what's happening in the marketplace, businesstrendsblog.org. Please visit it and comment. Comment on our stuff. We'd love to.
Absolutely. That's the good news. Karen, let's talk about some of the main issues. Is there anything going to change significantly in 08 for small businesses? Is there anything on the table that you see that the Democrats are going to propose and that the Republicans are going to cave in on that would appreciably affect small businesses this year?
No, I don't think so. You know, on the flip side of that, there's nothing really productive that will.
Nothing good's happening either, huh?
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of uncertainties with respect to, you know, where we're going on tax relief, where we're going on energy, where we're going on health care, things like that. But I tell you.
So I got an idea, Karen. Pardon me. I got an idea. If nothing's going to happen until, what, probably next May or June, you know, when the new president gets in and the new Congress kind of...
Well, yeah, it depends. I mean, if an Obama presidency, he's going to have a 15-day plan. You know, you've got to get this stuff through really quick.
Okay, well, here's my thinking, though.
Yeah.
We got 6 months left in the year.
Right.
Let's just send them home and tell them to go get a job for 6 months. Let's don't pay them. Look at the money we would save. If they're not going to do anything, let's send them home and tell them to go get a job somewhere.
All right. But, Jim, that doesn't mean they're not trying, you know, in terms of trying to impose new costs, new regulations, new this, new that on small businesses.
So I'm going to take the fun out of it for them, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, look, I think things do pass in the House, but fortunately we're able to stop things over in the Senate because of the 60-vote rule
mm-hmm.
over there. But, you know, for example, this week they're looking to move an alternative minimum tax patch bill that would patch the MT so you don't have another tax increase next year. But in there, they're throwing a bunch of tax hikes in there again over on the House side.
Like what?
You know, like the carried interest tax that would tax entrepreneurs and investors, you know, for the capital that they put into new enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new provision that would make all credit card revenues, all that paper report to the IRS so they can close the tax gap. Well, I mean, who's going to pay for all of that, whole new system? It's going to be small businesses, of course. Their merchant fees will go up. Their costs will go up. This is all in the name, of course, in closing the so-called tax gap. You know, of course, taxes on oil companies, right, and energy companies. So they're throwing in a bunch of tax increases on this effort just to patch the AMT. So, you know, this is an ongoing problem. And anything that moves through the Congress, the House and the Senate, we've always got to look out for a tax hike because it's in there somewhere, or some special interest provision giveaway over on the Senate side. There was a provision that would give over a $1 billion tax sweetheart deal to trial lawyers to allow them to do more write-offs. So, well, they could wait
Travelers, a minute. Travelers Insurance Company?
Trial lawyers.
Oh, trial lawyers. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Trial lawyers. Oh, yeah,
trial
okay.
Trial lawyers. This
I got
would be,
you.
Yeah, so while they're getting...
my apologies to the great company Travelers Insurance. I'm misunderstood here. I will never, I promise you, I'll never associate Travelers Insurance with trial lawyers again. That was my mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like that.
No, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. That was an unkindest cut on my part. So
but,
anyway,
you know, but
trial lawyers,
imagine,
yeah.
I mean, this is the note that we sent up to the Senate. We said... This is absolutely a snub and a slap in the face to small business owners, to consumers who are struggling to make payroll, who are struggling to fill up their gas tanks on a weekly basis, that you're going to give a $1 billion, you know, tax, you know, giveaway.
Happy birthday to you.
Thankfully we stopped it. We stopped a lot of other bad things, some other pork that was in there. But, you know, this is what we have to fight. I mean, no wonder voters are outraged. You know, they think the Congress, they're giving them, what, less than 20% approval? And
their approval rating is worse than how they feel about the president. But Karen...
Yes, but
the thing
but,
is,
Jim.
Though, is people give the Congress overall that rating, but when it comes time to voting for the person in their own district, their own state, they don't seem to, you know, are they going to change that much?
You know what? It obviously it won't, because there's very few competitive seats, you know, each and every election. And you know what? I just think, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be. As many candidates, either you know, Democrats or Republicans, who are you know, opposing folks
seats. I don't want to be involved in this kind of an environment. Do you? Would you consider becoming part of that? I don't want to be lumped in with that group. I've asked people to try to get me to run for office. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are doing the same thing. We're not getting the best and the brightest, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately. Stay with us. 10 Till, right back with more with our good friend Karen Kerrigan after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. Little Clapton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. It's sbecouncil.org, an organization that I am very happy to be associated with, to be part of what they do, because they work so hard for small businesses. And Karen, you, as you know, whatever I can do to help you, all you got to do is ask me. And if I can do it, it shall be done. And folks, I encourage you to go to their website, join the organization, become part of what they do, learn more about what they're doing. Karen, part of my goal on this show, as you know, since the very beginning, by virtue of the fact that you were one of my first guests, is to get small business owners a little more, at least maybe even a lot more, connected to what's going on from a public policy standpoint, because we are being impacted positively or negatively, and if left alone, more negatively than positively, the government on small businesses, and so I want them to know more about what's going on. I'd like to see small business owners become single issue voters for their small business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of single issue voters out there, people who only care about the environment, they only care about choice or right to life or whatever, you know, gun control, whatever their issue is. I'd like to see all of the small business owners out there, all of the millions of small business owners, become single issue voters for their business. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I mean, they have to, Jim. You know, the time really is now to get involved and get engaged. And you can, Jim, you can see why business owners just, you know, are frustrated and annoyed and just sort of throw their hands up at Congress and say, you know, I don't, what they do, you know, they're not going to listen to me. It doesn't matter. You know, but it does matter.
It does matter.
It's amazing, Jim, when people get involved, when they contact their member of Congress, when they say, look, I'm going to pledge to spend a certain amount of time protecting my small business and protecting the business environment and community in my state and for this nation, it makes a huge difference. It makes an unbelievable difference. And they have to get involved. Business owners have to get involved right now. The stakes are that high with the issues up on Capitol Hill, the issues that are going through the state legislatures, and also this election. I mean, this is a critical, critical election. Whether we move down the path or go down the path again towards socialized, centralized type of policies, or if we continue to allow entrepreneurship and our market to work. I mean, it really is that important. I'm not overstating it, this election.
You're right. This is the most important election in my lifetime, I think.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and that's without even considering, you know, what's happening in Iraq and terrorism and on the national security front. I mean, those issues are quite critical as quite. I mean, they're of the utmost.
Imperative.
You're right. But, I mean, it's really important that people know where the candidates stand on issues. They get out and vote. They get their colleagues to vote. They educate their workers on these issues. Mm-hmm. They get them to vote, give them time off to vote.
That's an important point there, Karen. I don't think that small business owners should tell their employees how to vote.
No.
Because that's not what they should do. But I do think they should educate them about the people who could put the business at risk and who could potentially put the jobs at risk.
I don't think
you should be an ideologue in front of your employees about, you know, tell them, you know, if you're a Democrat, you know, or you're a Republican or whatever, and lord that over them. But I do think you should say, okay, here's how we make a living. Here's what we do. Here are things that are important to this business. Mm-hmm. And here are the two candidates. This person has said this, and this person has said this. Now,
right.
You make up your mind what you think is the best for this company and my employment and your employment.
Right. And they can do that, you know, by law. I mean, a lot of business owners are, well, gee, am I going to get sued or is someone going to be offended? You know, but you know what? There have been surveys that have showed that when business owners are engaged, they provide their employees with this information, they are thankful, you know, that they're getting this information directly from their employers.
Right.
And again, they're not doing it in a way that says vote Republican, vote Democrat,
right,
vote independent. Like, here are the issues. This is what will impact our business.
Right.
This is what will happen, you know, if energy industry is socialized or
let me stop
healthcare
you for a,
is socialized.
Let me stop you for a second, because we've got to wrap it up. But before we go, folks, let me say this. I know what you're saying. I don't have a lot of time. I'm so busy running my business. That's the reason why Karen's organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, is in business. That's the reason they do what they do, is to represent you so you don't have to be there all the time. And that's why I encourage you to go to their website, smallbusinessandentrepreneurshipcouncil.org, join the organization, do what you can to let them work for you. That's what I do. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job.
Hey, today. Jim, thank you.
Thanks for everything. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.